And welcome, listeners, to Anglicare On Air. It's good to be back on air for the fourth time in 2012. I'm Jenny Barrett, Director of Communications. Lynn Arnold's taking a break today, but he has promised that he'll be back on the program very soon. This is our 32nd program overall. Gee, 32 programs. Where's the time gone? I hope you all had a great Easter and you enjoyed the extra long weekend. Now, many of you listeners probably have heard or read the news that our CEO, Dr. Lynn Arnold, has resigned from his position. He's decided to pursue a wish he's had for a long time, to become an ordained minister. We're going to miss him very much at Anglicare, but he promised me this morning when I spoke to him in the office, promised me that he will be back on air before he finishes on June the 30th. So we do wish him well for this next important chapter in his life, and I'm standing in for him today and probably for our May program as well. Now, next month in May, we've got National Volunteer Week. It's only a few weeks away, so I thought today would be a really good opportunity to highlight some of the fabulous work that our volunteers do and find out a bit about how to become a volunteer with Anglicare. National Volunteer Week runs from the 14th to the 20th of May, and it's the largest celebration of volunteers in the nation. Do you know there are more than 6 million volunteers in Australia? That's close to a third of our population volunteer for a whole range of organisations. And here at Anglicare, we have about, it varies a little bit, but about 900 volunteers. That's in addition to about 1,500 paid staff. And I have to tell you, without our volunteers, we would not be able to do the good work that we do. They are such an important part of Anglicare. So today, I've decided to bring two guests on the program. One of them is Petra Fritcher, and Petra is our Assistant Volunteer Coordinator. Good morning to you, Petra, and welcome to Anglicare On Air.
Thank you, Jenny. Good morning.
And Petra's going to tell us shortly about how to become a volunteer and what our volunteers do. And the other guest I have with me, a very special guest, is our oldest volunteer. At the age of 94, Gwen Lamy is still volunteering with Anglicare. Welcome to PBAFM, Gwen.
Oh, thank you, Jenny.
And we're going to talk to Gwen a little bit later and find out how she became a volunteer and what she does at the age of 94. I think that's fabulous. So you're never too old to volunteer with Anglicare. So, Petra, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about our volunteers? What sort of people volunteer for us? We've got 900. What type of jobs do they do?
We have people volunteering as retail assistants in our op shops. We also have people doing gardening at our sites and also working in our community gardens and maybe doing maintenance work around some other sites. They also might do food preparation and service, interviewing people who require emergency assistance. That some of them also assist with fundraising.
So there's a whole range of jobs.
Yeah, there's a whole range of different jobs that they can do.
So if someone comes to you and wants to be a volunteer, how do you match them up with the appropriate job? Do you ask them what they want to do?
Yeah, we check with them what they would like to do, and we have a look at their skills and life experiences. We find a lot of times that people would like to do something different to what they do as a day job or... So someone might come in and they're an accountant, but they'd really like to work distributing food to people.
Something different.
Yeah, something different to what they do normally.
So are a lot of our volunteers actually still working and then doing the volunteering just on the side?
Yes, we do have a lot of people that volunteer that are still working. We also have some corporate groups that come and do, say, volunteering for a day to create gardens or cubby houses.
Yes. Our autism-specific childcare centre at Daphne Street. They had a brand-new cubby house built by a corporate.
Yes, they did.
Oh, excellent. So the individuals that come to us to volunteer, do they vary in the amount of time they spend with us? Are there any restrictions on how little or how much time you can do as a volunteer?
You can do as little as you like, up to 15 hours a week.
That's two days, isn't it?
Yeah. So it just depends how much free time you have and how much you'd like to give.
So when the volunteers are working for us, are they supervised by a paid staff member?
Yes, they are.
And can they actually learn things while they're volunteering? Do they have to be able to do the task, or do they get some sort of help? Is there any element of training the volunteers?
Yes, they have to do things like manual handling training.
That's for when they're lifting heavy things?
Yeah, if they have to lift heavy things. And also if they're working with food, like some food safety training. And just training for that particular role that they'll be taking on, you know, and for the site as well that they're at.
So a volunteer could actually learn some new skills that they may not use in their paid job or they may not have used before. And Volunteering is a way to fill in some spare time for a lot of people.
Yeah, and to meet different people, and work in different environments too, I guess. Yeah.
And our volunteers do deal hands-on with our clients, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So that must be an interesting experience, and we'll ask Gwen about that shortly because she works at one of our aged care centres. What are the limits on being a volunteer? Is there an age restriction?
No.
No, you. But I think
there is a minimum age of 16 to volunteer with us, but there's no upper age.
No upper age, and Gwen's a good example of that because Gwen's 94, so we don't have to sack you as a volunteer yet, Gwen. Maybe when you reach 100. So you're listening to Anglicare on air on PBAFM. We're talking about volunteers and National Volunteer Week, and I have with me Petra Fritcher, who's one of our assistant volunteer coordinators working for Anglicare. Petra, if our listeners tuned in this morning wanted to become a volunteer or find out a bit more about it, how could they do that?
They can have a look on the Anglicare website, and there's some information on there on volunteering with Anglicare, and there's also an online form that you can fill out, and then I will either post or email out you some more information.
So listeners, grab a pen and we'll give you the website address that you can find out some more information. So Petra, that's www.anglicare.
Yep.
Hyphen, not an underscore, but a hyphen, sa.org.au.
Yes, that's correct.
And if you go onto that webpage, you can find a link to being a volunteer and all mm-hmm. the information you need, and you can actually apply online.
Yes, you can.
And if our listeners don't have access to a computer, if they're not online, perhaps they could just ring our head office at St Barnabas?
Yes, they can give me a call at St Barnabas.
Okay. And that would be, grab your pen, listeners, again. I'll give you the phone number. That's 8305-9200. That's the number to ring. You'll get through to Di on reception, and she'll be able to put you through to Petra. So once someone applies, Petra, what happens then? I understand they have to go through some sort of check process. We have to make sure that the volunteers are obviously suitable to work in the community.
Yeah, they normally have an interview with somebody at the site where they would like to work, and they need to provide us with two referees.
Mm-hmm.
And also 100 points of ID.
So we've got to make sure they are who they say they are?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. They fill out a registration form and also an application for a police clearance.
Right. And do they have to pay for that police clearance?
No, they don't.
We cover the cost.
We cover the cost of the police clearance, yeah.
So anyone in the community that perhaps has a family member or a friend who's been cared for in some way by Anglicare can be absolutely assured that any volunteers that have contact with that family member have been vetted and checked, and they're all above board and everything's
exactly
okay.
The same as we would do with a staff member.
With a paid staff member.
With a paid staff
member. Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. And you might not know this off the top of your head, but do we have many volunteers that apply but then aren't suitable for one reason or another?
Not many, no.
So we can cater for volunteers that might have some restriction to their mobility or...
Oh, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we can account for all of that. We look after our clients, we can look after our volunteers the same way.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start that again, Jenny. At Anglicare, that's hard to say, we believe that everyone is valued in the community, and it doesn't matter about your age or any disability or your social status. Everyone is very important, and we treat all of our clients, all of our staff and all of our volunteers with integrity and value all of their work. Petra, imagine a world of Anglicare without volunteers. How would we cope?
I don't think we would.
They're pretty important.
It would
important
be very
part of,
difficult.
Mm, they're really, really important part of our organisation, aren't they?
They are very important. Mm. I even get a lot of help myself from a volunteer. In the office.
Okay. And we do thank our volunteers. We have, I think during National Volunteer Week, you'll be planning some sort of activities. Bit of a secret, so you can't tell us all at the moment.
Yeah, we're still working on that. There's various activities being planned at different sites.
So if you are a volunteer out there, keep that in your diary, the 14th to the 20th of May. And if you're a volunteer for Anglicare SA, you might find there'll be a little surprise for you that week. Can't tell you much more than that. But Petra's working on some way of saying thank you. So we're going to take a music break now on Anglicare On Air. We're going to listen to Mariah Carey and Hero. And when we come back, we'll speak to Gwen. Welcome back. You're listening to Anglicare On Air with Jenny Barrett, Director of Communications. I'm standing in for Dr. Lynn Arnold today. And our theme on today's program is volunteers. And just as Mariah Carey sang there about everyone being a hero, we at Anglicare think all of our volunteers are heroes as well, and heroines. We've been talking this morning with Petra, who's one of our volunteer coordinators, telling us how you could become a volunteer. So if you're interested, grab a pen and I'll give you the phone number and the web address in just a few minutes. But now I want to introduce our second special guest here this morning, and this is Gwen Lamy. And Gwen is our oldest volunteer at Anglicare. Welcome, Gwen.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell the listeners how old you are?
Oh, I'm 94 and I hope to be 95 in August.
Oh, that's wonderful. Gwen is 94 years old and is our oldest volunteer of about 900 at Anglicare. Now, Gwen, I'm fascinated to know, because you were telling me a little bit on air, but I'd like our listeners to know, how did you come to be a volunteer?
Well, I retired from my teaching job in 1982 mm-hmm. because I reached the age limit. I didn't really want to retire then.
And what was the age limit then, Gwen?
It was 65. I stayed till I was 65.
Okay.
And then I sort of, when I had to retire, I felt I was a bit on the scrap heap, but I still found plenty to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then by chance, a friend of my, the husband of a friend of mine, was a big volunteer down at St. Lawrence's.
That's Anglicare's aged care residence
down at Grange. And he said, how about coming down and helping me with the library? He used to run a little library service there.
Yes.
So I did that, and I quite enjoyed it.
And then the rest is history, as they say.
Well, that's right. I'm still there.
And that's, what, 30 years down the track?
Almost 30, yes.
Now, Gwen, you were telling me on the way to the studio here this morning that when you first started volunteering at St. Lawrence's, the residents were a lot younger than they seem to be now. Why
yes,
is
they
that?
Certainly were. And I think that's I'm sure that's because there's so much aid given to people who live on their own now, and
yes.
they can stay in their own homes. So we've noticed a big difference. The people are really needing, you know,
yes.
care when they come there now. And that's made a big difference to the other place, the other part of volunteering that I do now.
And what is that?
That's in the coffee shop.
Oh, yes, at St. Lawrence's?
At St. Lawrence's. Mm-hmm. Now, the coffee shop, I'm told, was opened in 1996.
Yes, 1996.
Yeah. Mm. And the St. Lawrence's underwent a big rebuilding renovation
yes.
thing. And I've been in a coffee shop ever since, actually.
So you serve, do you make the coffees and serve it?
Yes, they have a special morning tea for residents every Thursday morning.
Yes.
And they can have a tea or coffee, and they have a nice little cake. They've got great cooks down there,
ooh,
by the way.
Oh, good. I'll have to make a visit, I think.
And they really enjoyed it. This was when we first did it, because the people were much more mobile.
Yes.
Now we find fewer come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting if you... when we started there, it was very busy.
Yes.
And we had four volunteers in the coffee shop.
And now it's not so busy?
Now it's got one. Now, I don't mean
I'm not
doing the work of four. It's much less now.
So you do this every Thursday morning?
That's right.
And how long do you spend it?
I'm usually there from 9:30 till 12:30 or a bit more if it's needed.
And you're still driving, you told me this morning.
Oh, yes, I drive, but only locally.
Only locally. Gwen was a bit... not very keen on driving on the Port River Expressway to come up to the studio this morning.
No, I'm out of that.
But 94, she still drives her car. And your car, tell me about your car. You told me it
my
was
car?
The equivalent of you.
In auto years, it's
in
as old
years.
As I am.
Which means it's very old. You're listening to Anglicare SA, and we're talking about volunteers. And my special guest this morning is Gwen, 94 years old. She's our oldest volunteer, and she still goes down to St. Lawrence's. That's our residential aged care facility at Grange, and makes coffee and serves in the cafe there. And she's been volunteering for 30 years.
Mind you, I don't think I should get any credit for that. The fact is I'm healthy, and I'm just so happy to be able to do it. So,
oh, Gwen, you're
my
lovely.
Pleasure.
You do deserve credit, as do all of our volunteers. Now, you told me something while we were listening to Mariah Carey about being a hero. You told me that you're not a hero, and you came up with a little quote that I thought was rather nice. What was that?
Oh, well, years ago I heard this, and I think it's very apt. It is, service is the rent we pay for our room on earth.
That is nice. Service is the rent we pay for our room on earth.
And that impressed me.
That
and
is,
I suppose I'm trying
me.
To do my little bit.
You are doing your bit, Gwen. And at 94, there's a lot of people that would be in a nursing home, not actually volunteering.
I know, but you see, I'm just lucky that I'm not. Although, if I had to, I wouldn't mind being at St. Lawrence's. It's beautiful there.
It is beautiful, as are all of our Anglicare SA aged care facilities. And we've got six of them spread around the metropolitan area. St. Lawrence's is at Grange. Gwen, when you go and volunteer, do you find that you are actually older than most of the people that you're helping?
Oh, I would think there wasn't anyone as old as I am.
And yet some of them are
but
not nearly...
But they are older now than they used to be.
Yes, yes. So some of them are not nearly as mobile or as agile
no.
as you.
No, oh no.
And how do you keep yourself so fit?
Oh, well, I would recommend gardening.
Gardening?
I'm a mad keen gardener.
Okay, so fresh air and sunshine?
Fresh air and exercise. I can't bear doing exercises, just hands up and, you know, so on. I like the exercise in the garden.
Yeah, so the bending over and picking up and digging.
Yeah, I get plenty of it.
And do you find around the house that you're still able to do everything for yourself in the house?
Oh, yes. I have a friend who cleans for me fortnightly, but I do the normal sort of things.
And oh, Gwen, I'm a lot younger than you, and I pay a lady to come in and do my house cleaning because I hate it. Our other guest in the studio this morning is Petra Fritcher, and she's a volunteer coordinator, assistant volunteer coordinator. Petra, you've heard Gwen talking about being a volunteer. How does that fit in with the sorts of feedback you get from all your other volunteers? Are they doing it because they just love doing it?
Yeah, I think they really do. I've only been in this position a short time, but the people that I've met, yeah, they all seem to really love doing it, and it gives them, you know, a sense of purpose and of helping others.
And really,
can I break in?
Certainly, Gwen.
Well, I think that I get more benefit out of going down there than than the bit that I do to help.
So how does it make you feel? What benefit do you get?
Oh, well, I've got to know the staff there who come in for their coffees, and it's a really friendly place, and I think that that's what elderly people need, is to go out and still be in the community.
Yes, not stay at home and just stay by themselves. So
yes.
Apart from your volunteering at St Lawrence's, so do you have involvement in any other community work? Do you have regular meetings with people?
Oh, yes, I belong to a church, which I do a lot with, and I belong to the Over 50s Club where I play cards sometimes.
Oh, you definitely qualify for the Over 50s Club, my goodness. Do they have an Over 90s Club?
No, but you don't get sacked when you're 90.
Oh, good. There's no retirement age then. You're listening to Anglicare on Air, and I'm talking to 94-year-old Gwen, who is our oldest volunteer, and Petra, who's a volunteer coordinator, assistant volunteer coordinator. She doesn't want to get in trouble with her boss, she tells me. We're going to take a short break and listen to a music and then wrap up our show today and tell you again how you can become a volunteer with Anglicare. So have your pen and paper ready. We're going to listen to Elton John and Circle of Life.
Be found, but the sun rolls.
Welcome back to Anglicare On Air. This is Jenny Barrett, standing in for Lynn Arnold. And we're talking about volunteers, National Volunteer Week coming up in May. And we've been speaking to Assistant Volunteer Coordinator Petra and our oldest volunteer, 94-year-old Gwen. Gwen, thank you so much for coming into the program today. What would you say to our listeners that might be thinking about volunteering out there?
I'd say go for it. It's a wonderful thing and you get far more out of it than you put in, I'm sure.
Well, that's good. That's nice to hear. And your motto for volunteering and life, Gwen, is... Do you want to read that out to us again?
Oh, yes. I came across this little thing, which I think is a very good saying.
What's that?
Service is the rent we pay for our room on earth.
Well, that's a very nice motto to live by, Gwen. And thank you so much from everyone at Anglicare for your continued service. And we hope you continue to do it for many more years. And Petra, let's leave on a note with telling our listeners out there how they could actually join and sign up to be a volunteer. What do they need to do?
Okay, well, they can have a look on our website and that gives them details about how to apply to be a volunteer.
Yes.
They can fill in an online form and I'll either email or send them out some information, or they can give me a call at St Barnabas.
So we're always looking for volunteers of any age, any capability, any area of interest that they might have. All you need to do is get on the website. That's www.anglicare-sa.org.au. Or you can ring our head office, St Barnabas, on 8305 9200. And Petra, you'll let us know perhaps for next month's program about the flood of calls you've had for all the new volunteers coming in, hopefully.
Yes, I will.
So thank you, Petra. Thank you, Gwen. This wraps up Anglicare On Air for another month. Dr. Lynn Arnold, as you've probably heard, has resigned from his position, but he's still with us until June 30. So he's promised me that if he can't make it for the May program, he'll definitely make it for the June one as his farewell. Thank you, listeners. Thank you to our guests. This is Anglicare On Air, signing out for the April edition.